Whenever I look for language learning advice online, everything seems so easy. Just do this one thing, and then this other thing, and a little bit of something else, and everything will be okay. It seems so easy, so motivating and inspiring, and everything is so positive. But is it a true picture of what it's really like to be learning a foreign language? No, it's not. And nobody seems to be talking about it. Nobody seems to be talking about the dark side of language learning. When you're learning a foreign language, you keep learning new words. And the more words you learn, the more frustrated you get, because you can't use them. You forget them when you need them. You think to yourself, but how is that possible? I studied so much. I used all the right techniques, and it's still not working. You start doubting yourself. You begin to think that you will never get better, that that's the peak of your ability. This thought makes you disappointed. It makes you angry, and it makes you hungry for more learning and more fluency. And you do move forward. You move forward, slowly but surely, until you meet the next obstacle, until you hit the next plateau phase, when everything seems so pointless. Time is your enemy too. There's never enough of it. You end up on Facebook and Twitter. You end up reading articles about productivity, about how to find time if you think you don't have any, instead of spending that time on language study. You blame your own lack of discipline. Everyone else seems to have time, especially the people who talk about it online. If they manage to find time, why can't I? Why am I always so busy? You sometimes feel shy when you speak the language you're learning. And that's strange because you're not a shy person in your native language. You're quite extroverted or just comfortable with people. But you do feel shy and nervous whenever you need to speak the language you're learning. Your body gets tense, and you keep apologizing in your head for every mistake you've just realized you've made. I'm so, so sorry. I knew how to say it, so why didn't I? You have a different personality when you speak a foreign language. You're not really yourself. You're not as funny. You feel like you're younger than what you really are. You feel less experienced and maybe even less educated. You think you perhaps are less interesting than other people. You feel inferior when people keep talking very fast because they don't understand how difficult it is for you to understand, or when they talk really slowly to make it easy for you, and you feel patronized. And then there's the constant fear of having to ask people to repeat what they've just said more than once. It does get better though. As you learn more idiomatic expressions, you begin to sound more natural, and you begin to understand more too. Years after people start telling you that you sound perfectly fluent, you still have doubts. In noisy environments, you blame your listening comprehension on not being able to understand what people are saying, even though the native speakers probably can't understand anything either, just because it's really loud. You know people who you are very fluent with, and people you're not fluent with. Situations can make you less fluent. Emotions can make you less fluent. The lack of personal connection can make you less fluent. It's unpredictable, and it's scary. Sometimes things go really well, and sometimes things go very badly. Good days and bad days. It's not a story of constant success. Things are not always positive. And you know what? That's okay. It's okay to feel frustrated. It's okay to feel tired. It's okay to feel lost and helpless. Sometimes. Because we all feel that way sometimes. However you might be feeling about your language skills right now, you should know that other people feel that way too sometimes. There are good days and bad days, successes and failures. It's a normal part of the learning process. And that's why you should know that it's normal to feel that way, that it's not all good. It's not all positive and inspiring and motivating. Language learning is hard. And that's why I thought it's important to send this message about the dark side of language learning. And I don't want you to feel alone feeling this way. There is hope, you will get better, and we've all been on this journey. So good luck.